Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A man from North Carolina recently discovered he had ancestors who were early settlers in Marion County, and he came to visit. How did he find them, and what role did the county website play in his journey? Let's go in depth with Ron and Sue Yole of Sylvan, North Carolina, and Bill Buttrey, GIS coordinator for Marion County. So, Ron and Sue, where are you from?
We're from Sylvan, North Carolina, which is about an hour west of Asheville.
Okay, North Carolina. So people driving by now are seeing North Carolina plates at the courthouse and wondering what's going on with that. Why are you here?
Well, approximately a year ago, all I knew was my grandfather's name. I knew nothing about him. My father had always said we were Scotch-Irish, and we were from Culpeper, Virginia, so I had assumed my grandfather was from Culpeper, Virginia. Our son-in-law and daughter subscribed to one of the online ancestry programs, and we started fishing around to discover that, well, there was a male born in each generation of our family, and so very quickly we were already back to the pre-Revolutionary War. And I started scratching around and kept coming across Mikesell Cemetery, a.k.a. Yowell Cemetery, which, of course, piqued my interest. And I believe I Googled that and found the work that Bill Buttrey has done in locating these old cemeteries.
And that's in Marion County.
It is in Marion County. So now not only do I know my grandfather, I now know my great-great-grandparents, and this evening we will visit the cemetery with Bev Jones, who's on the Pioneer Cemetery Commission.
Okay, and so this is your great-great-grandfather's parents came from Marion County.
They came to Marion County from Culpeper, Virginia. There is a link to Culpeper, Virginia, and that's it. And one of the fascinating things to me about this is William and Symphronia, rather unusual name, Yowell. William is an 1812 war veteran, and that fascinated me. And going back to his father, who was also a William in Virginia, he's a Revolutionary War veteran. The William who's buried here in Marion County was 18 years old at the time of the War of 1812, and we found his war record, and he was listed as a fifer.
A fifer?
And the three individuals who were listed above him were listed as drummers. So you can imagine this 18-year-old out in front of a military unit playing the fife and perhaps three individuals beside him playing their drums as they marched off to fight the War of 1812.
Wow. And Sue, you're just along for the ride?
I am along for the ride. Absolutely. I have no connections to the Midwest.
Well, so he owes you big time.
That's right.
That's correct.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Ron and Sue Yole and Bill Buttrey. Bill, explain your connection.
Well, I was contacted by Mr. Yole when he came across the Yowell Cemetery here in Marion County. And I found it fascinating. When I'm contacted with people from around the country, and I've even had contacts from around the world. And I think it's great that the county's website is assisting people in finding out this information. And I just personally find it fascinating. And also somewhat of a personal interest, because part of my family comes from the town of Red Rock area, which is the very close areas to where Mr. Yowell's ancestors lived and where the cemetery is. So my interest was just as piqued as his was, and so that's why we've had communications back and forth.
Okay, and so the Yowell Cemetery is now called the
Mikesell
Cemetery, and it's south of the lake,
is that right? It's on the north side of the lake.
North side of the lake.
Just right off the east side of Highway 14.
East side of Highway 14.
As I always pull on you on our radio interviews, I have visual aids here for you, too.
All right, so is it something we see from the road and drive by all the time, or is it sort of tucked back there?
I would imagine you can see it from the road, because it's very close to the highway there, and as I was able to show Mr. Yowell from some of our old atlases of Marion County, luckily I was able to send him a copy from the book showing exactly the properties that his family owned.
Right about this time, probably the towns of Corona and Red Rock were being founded, you think, or nobody there yet?
I'm not sure. To be quite honest, I'm not sure. I would assume that Red Rock was being. It was a river town. It was a place where, being so close to the Red Rock line between the settlers' territory and the Indian territory, I know an ancestor of mine, as I understand, operated a grocery store / saloon on the river there. And so I would imagine that, I'm just guessing that the town of Red Rock in some form was active at the same time that Mr. Yowell's ancestors lived nearby.
Well, and so let's just use our imagination. Your ancestors might have known each other, been neighbors.
They might have done business, yes.
it's entirely possible. I mean, it's fascinating to think about how they would have come here, obviously in wagons.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure why they came. That's still a little bit of a puzzle, although we did find that my three times great-grandmother applied for my three times great-grandfather's pension and land grant related to his service in the Revolutionary War, and we wonder whether or not that land grant may have been here.
Wow.
And they came pursuing that because she would have been, her name was Nellie Crane Yowell, and she was in Virginia at the time. She was 96 years old. And so she probably would not have come. She probably would have sent her son. And the son, we discovered on some old lists of census, I believe it was the Iowa 1860 census, we found Wesley, who is my great-grandfather and who is buried in Gypsum, Kansas, where we just came from to visit his grave. We looked above them on the list, and lo and behold, there was William and Sophronia. They had all come together with the children. And we think they came through Ohio because the census mentioned that three of the children were born in Ohio. But that's still something of a mystery to us. But you can imagine it would have taken months to get here by wagon.
Well, that was part of what was then called the Great American Road, out of Virginia and Pennsylvania and up into Indiana, Illinois, Ohio. Mm-hmm. All that came, many of our ancestors came mm-hmm. that route, didn't they?
As yourself and I was speaking about earlier, in the one old atlas here where it actually lists business people broken down by townships from, I think it's maybe the 1875 atlas. And as you look through the listing of where people came from, you see that path. Many of them come through the same areas and that as they worked their way to Iowa and then moved on in some cases.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Ron and Sue Yowell and Bill Buttrey. And your kin were here long enough that somebody was buried here.
Yes.
Just one person?
No, there's quite a few, actually, some of which we can't piece together. The name is the same. And, of course, back then, the thing that always strikes me is that there are so many children who are buried in the cemeteries. Yeah. And I'm sure that's because of infectious disease that would sweep through, diphtheria, whatever. And so there are some infants who are buried in the cemetery, and there are some other Yoels that I am not able to identify. And I'm assuming they're some cousin's offspring of some kind.
Okay, so you've been out to the cemetery?
No, we'll go this evening.
You haven't been there?
No. It's going to be quite a... I've actually seen a picture of it. There, people go around, apparently, and take pictures of gravestones, uh-huh. and they're online, and I just happened to come across one. And that's, I think, after I found Bill's website, I then found the minutes from the Board of County Supervisors when they founded the Pioneer Cemetery Commission. I found minutes from the Pioneer Cemetery Commission meeting listing Bev Jones, who I think she was chair at the time, and the work they were doing, and Mikesell Cemetery was mentioned there. I then communicated with Bev Jones, who informed me that the Van Wyck family, I believe, now own the property there, and that their son, Preston, had taken it upon himself to clean up the cemetery, I believe, as a Boy Scout project.
Wow.
So the cemetery is fenced, and Preston had cleaned it up, and
we're going to go visit it
this evening.
Well, are you excited?
I am, and you know, it really got cranked up when we were in Kansas, and we're standing on this hillside that overlooks farmland as far as you can see. And there's the gravestone of my great-grandparents. They're buried in the same plot. Their names are on there. I glanced over to my left, and there was Susan Yoel, who was their daughter. I found in the 1900 census, Wesley, my great-grandfather, had died. Susan, my great-grandmother, had moved in with Sarah Hicks, and Sarah made the decision to be buried in the same plot with her mother and father, which you almost have to come to some conclusion that these people had a very close relationship, and she wanted to be buried there in that plot. But it was just Sue and I were standing out there. There was not a sound. I mean, it is out in the country on a gravel road. And it was just quite a very nice experience to have.
And Sarah Hicks died in 1950.
40.
Was it 40?
Yeah,
That's the year.
I was born.
Yep.
So, you know, it just all kind of comes together in your mind. And when you think that a year ago, all I knew was my grandfather's name. I knew nothing else. And I thought he was Scotch-Irish from Culpeper, Virginia. Actually, were German.
Okay.
And they came. The name was UHL at one time, which we think was then phonetically spelled Y-O-W-E-L-L at some point. And that goes all the way back to Sulzfeld, Germany. And they came, and I even found a story about them coming on a ship and nearly starving to death. In fact, my five times great-grandfather's brother and his wife did die of starvation on the ship coming to America.
And that was in
1725, I believe.
Wow. Bill, have you been able to find anything else about the Yoel family here?
I believe I passed on to Ron pretty much what I found from the old atlases. And I don't think that I've come across anything new since then.
Well, how about for our listeners? What might have you found that
well,
we haven't
primarily, talked about? As I say, from the old atlas, I was able to locate
grave.
Very specifically, not only to show them where the cemetery was located, but the actual plots of property
okay.
that his family owned. And
I
had,
see, okay.
And they had some names on the properties, as the old plat books used to have, which I wasn't sure that he maybe didn't have some of that information. And plus then, in the old atlas, it listed M.W. Yoel as a businessman, as a farmer, in Summit Township, and showed that they'd come from Culpeper County, Virginia, and had settled in Marion County in 1854. And so I was able to make a copy of this information and email it to Mr. Yole. And from then he just kept getting more excited, and I followed along with it because I think the story is fascinating.
You see the documentation right here about your family being here. That's on the old map.
Yep. And that turns out, by the way, to be Matthew William, who then went on to Kansas. And I found him in a census, and that he died in McPherson, Kansas, which is very near to where Gypsum, Kansas is, where my great-grandparents are buried. And that family is still there. There's a dentist. And I've actually talked to members of family that are directly related to Matthew William, who came from here.
Wow.
One of the aspects that comes out of the story, Bob, is the fact that, like very many of the rural cemeteries in Marion County, many of them have had a number of names over time. I'm assuming that in this situation, the Yole family started a family cemetery there at the location of the property they owned, and then, as I found in the Atlas, they later sold that property to Meixels, and then it became known as the Meixel Cemetery. And that's a fairly common story around here, and so that's why I've tried very hard to keep the information about the various names of these cemeteries on the website for reasons just like this, where it makes it available for people as to historical names that are not known now. Because we have some cemeteries that have had four and five different names over time, and that I've come across. And so that's a, I think, an important point to keep the additional information out there for historical use.
Well, you know, I think 6 or 7 years ago, you and I sat right here, and you told me, when I said, why are you working so hard on all of this stuff? You told me that this was going to be an important tool for businesses who are seeking to relocate, that this kind of information was the geographic information, the photographs, the aerial photographs, all these historical records would be important for businesses, and that you also thought that there would be people seeking their ancestors in Marion County, and that you purposefully put the cemeteries there because of things like this. You wanted people to come and find their ancestors.
Number one, I think the GIS system, which is a geographical information system of the counties, is an excellent repository for historical information. And to try and pull a lot of this information together to make it available not only for locals here, but to be able to make that information available online on our county websites so that folks like the Yoles can come across this information and get so much terrific use out of it. So I not only still believe it's a terrific system to save this historical information, but I feel so even more than before. And particularly, as you and I talked before, we have this 1938 aerial imagery of Marion County, which I just think is amazing because, among other things, it shows the Des Moines River Valley through Marion County before Lake Red Rock. And most residents of Marion County that are younger than 50 years old probably don't remember before Lake Red Rock was there. And there's a lot of the Marion County history that is underwater now. So I think it's real important to try and compile that information and make it available for us now and for our kids in the future.
So because of the existence of that information on the internet, here you are.
Exactly. And it's an extremely meaningful experience for us. And I'm very appreciative to the people that responded to us, Bill, Bev Jones. It's just been great.
Thanks to Ron and Sue Yole and Bill Buttrey for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.